bear with me, guys and gals, if I screw this up. My first one of the year.
New decade.
New, whatever it's called, yeah. Okay, let's call this January 24th, 2020 meeting of the Joint Emergency Communication Center Policy Board, or JECS as it's called, to order. I don't see any alternates here. So I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of December 20th.
So moved.
Okay, moved by Dave, seconded by Lonnie. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Don't see many public members, but anyone want to speak? Executive Director's update.
Okay, since the last meeting, a lot of our time was spent between the remainder of December that we had left and then 1st of January working on finishing the collective bargaining negotiations. Gave a little summary here in this paragraph. The meetings went well. We sent a draft of the agreed-upon changes to the union for ratification. They have not met yet and had the ratification vote on the agreement, so I expect that I will be bringing the contract at the March meeting for this board's approval. Some of the summary of the changes, basically a lot was working on the assignment of additional hours, overtime, how we call back people. That was a lot of time was spent on that, minimizing and setting a cap on the number of sick hours that can be converted to vacation hours. That was a sick leave conversion that we implemented kind of as a benefit last time. We now kind of cap that. It wasn't being utilized enough, but there were some that were starting to get up there and just didn't want to see people converting it for vacation payouts. We wanted to see them use the time. So we capped that, and we got it down to 40 hours. That'll be in the agreement, too. So that was a pretty good change to agree on as well. We talked about leaves of absence. We've had a couple instances where our leaves of absence policy, since we don't fall under FMLA, people had to exhaust all their paid time off before they could have a leave. Well, we had an instance this time around where someone had a child, and the doctor actually wouldn't approve them the extended leave. They said, "No, you're good to go back to work," and so they didn't have all their paid time off bank exhausted. Well, of sick leave, well, it wasn't justifying sick leave because they didn't have a doctor's note. So we were able to work that out in the new agreement that you, for exceptions like that, you could go into a leave of absence status if the paid time off didn't qualify for what you're trying to cover for. So that was a benefit there in that instance. Actually, it came up twice, but that was the most recent one that ended up being an issue. The other one, it didn't become an issue.
Could you go over that again? Did I hear you say that we don't use FMLA?
Yeah, because of our size. We're not required
okay.
to
I didn't know there were exemptions because
yeah.
of
yeah,
size.
Yeah, it has to be, yeah. What is that, 100? It's just, no.
50.
50.
It's just
okay.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It's been an interesting challenge. As we've been here all through our time, it's been an interesting thing.
Sure.
People get surprised by that, and then so we just have, we try to follow it. I mean,
I was going to say, didn't we make a decision in the early days to
try
to follow it?
We do try to follow it,
yes.
But there's no requirement.
Yes. So we set in the place other than what the, all the paperwork required, all the other hoops, we still follow the process very close.
Okay.
It's very similar. That's what our leave of absence policy kind of.
So this was a way to kind of bolster that a little bit.
Yeah, it closes that gap where, I mean, unfortunately, this person had sick leave. It is a justifiable reason to use, but the doctor wouldn't sign off on it. So wouldn't sign off on them to use it because they said, you're clear to go back to work. We said, this is the first time we've ever ran into a physician to do that. Right? It may be the only time we'd find it.
How long after the birth of the child?
6 weeks.
Jeez, Beth.
And so
I can see why they would.
And, you know, we go up, you know, 8's what you're okay, and then to 12 if they want, but
okay.
They wouldn't okay him to the 8, so, and they wanted the 8, and, you know, they're entitled up to 8 if they have the note, and so for the law gets made, so. Anyway, that kind of talked about that. So we redid some language there that was, you know, favorable to that. Clearing up some seniority longevity language about part-time. We've had some part-time people or full-time go part-time and then back. How do you calculate all that? How do they, still get, you know, never lose wage, but then when they come back, You know, they have a seniority date for ship bidding, and then they have a date for their step movement and a hire date. So we kind of cleared that up. And then basically then at the end, there's some little things throughout, but I'm highlighting the big points that probably required some discussion. And then the end was obviously wages, and we agreed on 3 years for 2.85 over the course of that three-year agreement. We did add some new steps for employees that are 15, 20, and 25-year employees, and to kind of, again, as we talked about in that meeting, two meetings ago, sometimes focus on rewarding some of the people that have been that do come to work each day. How do we keep those people and retain them? Because one of the concerns, and it was a good one they brought up, was they could be a 25-year employee sitting next to a 8-year employee, and they're making the same amount of money. And so they were like, you know, what's my incentive here? I may work harder than them. And so anyway, that worked that out, and that did not the way we created those steps did not create a big increase. So
Tom, the 2.85 over 3 years per year, all
per year,
okay, per year.
And so because we offset that with adding those other steps, okay. We got that number. So anyway, that's the highlight of that. Again, like I said, I'll bring once that's ratified. I guess what you really only missed out on was the union had not had a chance to ratify our current agreement yet. Just due to timing. So once they do that, I'll bring it back to this board. I would just give them a summary of the changes there. I did get the order signed for the portable radio agreement after our last meeting, because that had to be done by the end of the calendar year. Got all the information down to Johnson County, to Dana, for financing purposes, to get that set up. So that has been complete. There was no UAC meeting this month, lack of an agenda. And the next week, next Thursday, will be the 911 board meeting for FY21. Again, I've worked with that coordinator, same as I do every year, is the items that we talk about in our meeting that don't go in our budget. They've been included in that budget. Still no issue covering those items. So she has put those in there. That will then be discussed next Thursday. There was no governance board meeting in Linn County, so I did not attend that in December due to the holiday week. They just canceled it, because there's fall on the fourth week of the month. And then currently we're staffed with 26 full-time employees. Pleased to report we have no employees in training for, I don't want to say for once, but it's been a long time. So we have 26 full and one more left to hire. And we're kind of planning on doing that by March. We've got some potentials left from the last round, but we're also evaluating re-advertising due to some interest that Cedar Rapids had just gotten a recent re-advertisement. A lot of applicants from our area that I think maybe we could attract, and so due to their turnout, we're talking about probably re-advertising down here as well. But we do, like I said, have some left in there. We'll get that done by March, but I think as you also saw by our financials, pleased to say that we've gotten through half of the budget year and we're only at 25% overtime. So we can tell by having the staff get back up, bolstered full strength, we're seeing that decrease that we'd hoped for and why we reduced that line. So we're starting to see that come through. So it'll get better with the 27th, I'm sure, but seeing a big difference now. So anyway, that's kind of it for what I have, unless there's any questions.
Sounds good. Any questions?
Talk about the next one when we get to.
Okay, let me go back up to my next item is fiscal year 2019 financial audit presentation, which.
And so, yeah, and so the auditor called me this morning early and said due to weather, he had a 90-minute commute. He was unable to. He started on the road and he turned around. So I did try to call him back, was unable to reach him. I offered to conference call during our meeting. He did offer to come back at the March meeting, or the PDF copies in there. And I know one other time we've had to do this, we can review the PDF. And if there's any questions, we can let him know our questions. Or, again, we can have him come back in March. I'll let this group decide. The highlights of it are it's a very similar report to the past, no issues, but the one major thing is the segregation duties comment was removed this time.
Oh, okay.
So we were able to get that removed. One comment he said he liked and what really led him to remove it was the fact that he likes that Iowa City, when they finish our county out, they are actually emailing the chair a copy of the bills now. So it was a new process we added last time, last year. We did it actually after the audit, so it wasn't even recommended. I think this group decided to start that practice, and he said he really liked that idea, having that second message come from them of the checks they issued compared to the list that I submit, and so he removed it. So we got that comment removed. That was the only comment we've ever had hanging out there always, was that segregation of duties. And so when I followed up after the last audit, and I think it was Jeff Fruin that had asked to follow up with them on if they list that comment, they need to provide us a way to or solution to remove the comment. So I discussed that with him, told him of that new practice, and he said that that was acceptable to remove the comment. So otherwise, the audit's the same. I'll leave it to this group to decide if you want me to contact him to come back in March and explain it, or all the board members have a PDF copy of this. He will mail hard copies otherwise.
We comfortable?
I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah, so just approve it. I think so too. And I think just the PDF. Don't send hard copy.
I would agree too.
Okay. Then I would, unless there's further discussion, I'd entertain a motion to approve the financial audit for 2019.
Second.
Sue, was that you?
Yep.
Sue moved and seconded. Okay. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thanks. Other business. Oh, we're through that already. Next meeting.
Yeah, next meeting on Friday, March 27th is the tentative.
Okay.
March has always been one
March
where...
March what?
27th. Sometimes that's one where it's hit.
You're in Florida?
It's hit or miss.
Well, what would you make you say that? Yes.
he'll dial in from the golf course.
No.
Quick answer there too.
So we'll see. March has been one that seems like every other year it goes, it doesn't go. So we'll see what we have for an agenda.
Okay.
Do you anticipate anything major, Tom?
I don't. Not right now. I don't have anything on the horizon.
So just leave it as a placeholder.
Yep.
Yeah. Just,
what do I see in June?
It could be potentially. If anything, I'll send the update out again, but in March. But yeah, right now I don't see anything on the horizon. We've already pretty much approved everything else that I'm currently working on that would get set into motion.
Sounds good.
Okay. Oh, you know what? We will have to march the union ratification.
Contract. Oh, sure.
We will have to vote on that because it'll need to be in place July 1, and they probably won't want to wait to in June, right before a week before. So
that makes sense.
So in March, yeah, we will probably keep that because of the ratification of the union contract.
Glad I remember that. See you in March.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you... hear from the board members that are. Did you expect anyone to miss before the storm even?
Janelle is on vacation. She did offer Pat Hyden as an option to attend. And we do have a new board member that will be attending, but an effort. Janice Weiner from Iowa City is now replaced. I sent that email out in the in an update, but just to, on the record, she will be the new one replacing Jeff Fruin.
Yeah, and she knew about the meeting. My guess is maybe this
year. Yeah. No, okay. Yeah,
and I think
I just encourage. I'm talking to the quieter. You all know this, but if you know you're going to miss the meeting, either find a replacement or let Tom know for quorum purposes.
Yeah,
so.
I texted, let him know I was
late. Yeah, those are the only two. Then Janelle had a planned vacation. So,
okay, just curious.
So she had sought out an alternate. I did send them the packet. So, but yeah, Janice will be taking over. I think Jeff just got too busy for us.
Yeah, he and I talked about it, and part of our reason for doing that originally was there were a number of issues that were coming up on the board at that time that I really felt, and he did, well, actually it was Tom Marcus that had started, was that our full-time staff really had better knowledge of than we did as counselors. We were just dealing with more issues with the radios and their interaction with the police and fire and all that kind of stuff. But as Jeff and I talked about a little while ago, back in December, he was like, you know, my schedule's busy, and it just seems like things have kind of there's really not much there that he can add a whole lot of insight to besides what counselors could. And so he just felt it was a better use of his time to be doing other stuff than here. So
and he did encourage me to keep emailing him. I know a lot of times I'll run stuff by. He's got good insight on some of the processes.
Yes.
And I sent him some stuff. And so he said, yeah, continue to keep sending me things.
Oh, yeah, he's more than willing to be of any kind of assistance that you might like with that. So. And Janice, I know, is really looking forward to being a part of it, so she'll definitely be here.
Maybe you could, before March, reach out and offer to give her a tour. And
I did. We were supposed to meet today after the meeting.
Oh, of course.
I'm sure we'll reschedule now, but yeah, we had a meeting set up after this one.
Good.
Any other business? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. I assume all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.